Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome Black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. My girl, Bailey Coleman, a.k.a. Miss Shay Shay Fufu. How you feeling? Okay, we can go to the Truth Talk text line. We're talking about Alexis Patterson, and there's been... But that's good, though. I'm glad that you were able to.
You got 7 seconds. Clock in. Hurry.
I knew you couldn't wait to say that.
Dang said you got 5 minute grace period, so you still got 4 minutes technically. Good luck on that part.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
mm-hmm.
believe that.
Right. So again, Nurse Arian Kawanda said it's 8 o'clock. If you are scheduled to be at work,
it's 8:01 now.
Don't listen to Bailey or Dame.
It's 8:01.
They give you grace. Your job won't. You're late, and that's just real. So and Minister Kevin said on the YouTube page, I heard years ago that the woman in Ohio was indeed Alexis. If so, I don't need a DNA sample. I'm just happy to know that Alexis is alive and well. Why didn't she bring her ass home then? That's all I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if she says she's Alexis, why not
come
home? Right, because she says she's not.
Well,
so
see,
I get
this
it.
Is what
Go ahead.
This part I don't
Sam,
like.
Sam, I see you. We'll be coming to you shortly.
The DNA test was inconclusive.
Correct.
That's what I don't like. Then we need to do more research.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to do more research. We need to see if... Okay, can we take the test again?
Mm-hmm.
Can we this? Can we that? And I would just appeal to her,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I were like Ayanna. But, you know, you get more bees with honey.
Yes.
So if it was like this whole rah-rah thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to get her to do it and this and that, then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the lady even put out a restraining order. Like,
Just leave me alone.
Y'all leave me alone.
Yeah. You know,
I know how I'd feel if somebody tried to force me to be somebody and I'm not.
That I'm not. But what I would do, you know, go ahead and if the DNA test was inconclusive,
mm-hmm.
then I'd say, okay, let's do one more,
mm-hmm.
see if we can make it. Because I don't know how this comes out inconclusive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go on, do one more, so we can just put this to rest.
But the problem with that, though, in my
mm-hmm.
opinion,
uh-huh.
those who are diehard that's who it is, they're going to be like, oh, that's bull. There's something wrong with the DNA test. That's the problem.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Some people
But see, I would just, for my own whatever, just to get, you know,
yeah, no, I get it. I would just go ahead and do it.
Just to give the mom and the dad
mm-hmm.
some sense of conclusion about me.
Yeah, but when you have conspiracy theorists, in my opinion, Bailey,
yeah, sure.
they will still make a way to say that DNA test wasn't the right one. It was tainted. They didn't give the real sample. They didn't. When people's minds are made up.
Yes.
It's made up.
Yeah.
So, you know, people want to say when people are locked up, be like, look, I didn't kill that person.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And then 30 years later, you know, oh, they didn't. I still think he did. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, even when proven innocent, people still going to make people guilty.
Right.
Of their own, you know.
Right, right.
So, I got to face what they said, you know, whether I like it or not. I'm like, okay, all right. But, yeah. But, yeah, when people are locked in, they locked in.
Listen, could be no situation like that with my family. We all look exactly alike.
Right.
I showed Dave a picture of one of my brothers. He started laughing. I was like, what? He said, that's you. You mm-hmm. guys, you know. I was like, yeah. So, you know, could be no.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. 833-212-1017 is the True Talk text line. You got anything over there on the text line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Miss Sassy said, we talked about Alexis at the kitchen table for years. Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a great coach, which I had in junior college hoops, expectations of us was practice starts at 8. If you're there at 7:45, you're late. You just want to hear that. Basically.
No, I didn't even look to see that, but you're late. They need to understand that.
And then you're right, Bailey. The father may be late, the laid back type working on out of the scene. Can't speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of school. Just sending a shout out to Bailey and Homer. Every single day, you all are commending, sending love and appreciation to all, letting you know, both know, that you're appreciated for your service in radio. We all, even grown-ups, need to be recognized once in a while. Make one change or continue to do better.
Hashtag that part. Thank you very much. Love and appreciate that. It's like, hey, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? that's it. You know, those of us who are praying that, you know, she is still alive and well, those who have given up hope and be like, you know, I believe she's deceased somewhere, you know, I understand, because we just don't know. We just don't know. And
we don't know if they messed up the investigation. Mm-hmm, we don't mm-hmm. know anything. I mean,
right.
I mean, and it was reported on for years.
Right, right.
And you know,
every year or so, there comes out these different allegations and the speculation. But again, we got to live in facts. And if nobody is, like I say, go down there, force her to come back to Milwaukee. Go down there. And if you're not doing that, then what are we doing?
I mean, listen, if the parents aren't doing that, what do we have to say about it?
Right.
You know, so clearly, you know, even if it were
mm-hmm.
her,
mm-hmm.
okay, she don't want to be bothered.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it were.
Yeah.
Clearly, she don't want. Personally, I would, just to put things to rest, as long as I'm not paying for nothing,
mm-hmm.
no DNA test or nothing,
mm-hmm.
I would do the DNA test one more time just to put it to rest, even though I knew this is my mom and this is my dad. I don't even know about y'all.
But hell, I would pay for the DNA test. I, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so many levels that, as a parent, that I would go through to get to a resolution to clear my mind, because my mind is like, okay,
yeah.
You know, so if you don't have a chance to get closure, so the search continues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would pay for it. I don't care how much it would cost. I would end up paying for it, because as a parent, you know, if you are a parent, I'm not
right.
talking about PWKs,
right.
people with kids.
Right.
But
right,
a parent,
right. yeah,
you're going to pay for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, a DNA test might cost you $2,000. Okay, here you
okay,
go.
Okay, here it is.
Here you go.
This is what I need.
If I'm going
to
do a GoFundMe, I'm going to do the GoFundMe and be like, hey, look, I'm trying to get this
right.
DNA test, and this is what they're saying it's going to cost.
Right.
Has the person consented to allowing this new DNA test to
yeah.
be done, all of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
you know.
See, the thing is, if I'm the person,
mm-hmm.
I would do it just
mm-hmm.
to put her family at rest.
Yeah. And,
let
and
them
be able to say kind of like, leave me alone. Leave
yeah.
me alone.
Okay,
you know
I gave
saying?
It to you.
Yep. There you go.
You know, there it is.
Yeah.
But
and be like
flip.
Tyrese, you know. What more do you want from me? You know what
silly.
I'm saying?
But the flip side of that is, what if it is her?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, what if, God forbid, she's bitter about what she's been through and don't want, just don't want to be bothered with it.
Okay.
Some people are like that.
That part. This could be very interesting. Coming in off the Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. I've been informed by our producer, Will, that we have Alexis Patterson's father.
Oh, wow.
On the Truth Talk text line.
Amen. All so right. Let's get it.
This is going to be very interesting. And I'll tell you now, Will, we may be late going to break. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation because you're also involved in this conversation. What's your truth?
Excuse me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Are you talking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was live on here. My truth is that somebody knows where my baby is, and they're residing in the city of Milwaukee. I believe that. I want individuals picked up and investigated based on inconsistencies in police reports. Oh, yeah. So that's my truth.
So you gave permission for this newly age-progressed photo to be used by the National Center of Exploited and Missing Children, correct?
I did.
Okay. I know you've also heard the different conspiracy theories that are going on. They're talking about the woman in Bryan, Ohio, who they have said, and Ayanna has also said, that she believes it's her daughter or y'all daughter, Alexis Patterson, although the woman clearly has openly denied and said that I'm not her. What is your thoughts on that woman? Do you believe that that woman in Bryan, Ohio is your daughter, Alexis Patterson? Do you believe some of the different conspiracy theories that you've been hearing? Because I know you've had to hear them as well, because we hear them. And what's your thoughts on that?
First, I want to put some respect on that young lady's name. I don't want to refer to her as that lady. Let's call her by her name. Her name is Lisa. Miss Miller. So, a blood test was taken. She was proven not to be Alexis. Leave that young lady alone. Respect her mind, and let's explore other avenues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theories. It ain't too much of a conspiracy theory. These are facts. These are facts. Things that just have to be put together because the puzzle was laid out on the table. You just got to put the pieces together. Everything is in the forefront, need to be put together, and it can be done.
Mm.
So how does that make you feel though, when people just continue to try to force her? So you've come to grips that in your heart of heart that this is Lisa Miller. And again, to be able to put a name on, and I agree with you, instead of being able to just say that woman, that lady, that this woman should be left alone. It was enough for you to know that the blood test was taken and it was found to be that she's not your daughter, Alexis Patterson. But there's so many people, and that's why I said it. I said on the show this morning, I said, look, if y'all seriously saying that, yeah, that's her, no matter what you're saying or anybody else is saying, I'm like, well, take your ass down there and go get her. You know what I'm saying? And I said that if you do that, you'd be kidnapping somebody.
But, of course, they ain't got anything in on this.
Right.
And if that were the case, her father, who we're speaking to right now, and her mother would have already done that.
Right.
That would have already been a situation.
Yeah. So,
go ahead. And if it was proved that she was my daughter, the DNA test came back and said she was my daughter, yeah, I would have got down there and beat her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To have a conversation with her.
So we had heard that the DNA tests were actually inconclusive. So you're telling us that they were, it was a done deal that it wasn't her.
It's not her. Mm-hmm. It's not her. The DNA, it's either going to say you are or you're not.
Right.
I didn't hear no results of something coming back inconclusive.
Okay.
I was under the assumption that it came back negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 And
okay.
It's good for you to be able to clear that up. So what do you think about, you know, her mother, Ayanna, who is staunch on believing that Lisa Miller is your daughter? How do you feel about that when you keep saying, because I didn't see documentaries. I didn't see Ronnie Bowe has done a documentary, and it's been a lot of her going live on social media. Then it's other people on social media saying that they believe that it was something, a conspiracy or something that was done on that end. So, but what do you, how do you feel with knowing that her mother, Ayanna, is saying that, yes, Lisa Miller is Alexis Patterson. She got all the marks and all of that kind of stuff. How do you feel about that narrative continuing to be pushed? Because, you know, and I'm happy and I'm so blessed that you called in to Truth in the Morning.
Absolutely.
With myself and Bailey Coleman, because, you know, we want to be able to hear your truth. Oftentimes, in my opinion, the fathers are not heard. We not heard. You know what I mean? A lot of people are quick to believe the mother over the father in a lot of situations. And I'm just saying relationship wise, marriage wise or whatever. So how do you feel about Ayanna pushing the narrative that Lisa Miller is Alexis Patterson?
To be perfectly honest with you, I have no comment of how Alexis' mother feels about Miss Miller. So far as spreading these narratives that Alexis' mother is putting out here. I mean, you know, she her own person. You know, she believe what she believes. I'm my own person. I believe my beliefs. And I always believed in my heart that my baby got caught up in some grown folks' action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that being from her, my daughter, Alexis, mother's husband, mm-hmm. his actions, or somebody knows something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that household. I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, you got to pay attention to signs and symbols for the conscious mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to pay attention of how people move, their language, how they act, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these narratives that you asked me about, I'm not believing them because, you know, she spread a false narrative about me saying that I didn't know my daughter, that I wasn't in my daughter's life. She told that to Ronnie Bowe, and Ronnie Bowe got on a podcast and aired that untruthful information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
However, people that knew me and know of me and know that I was a part of my daughter's life and gonna always be a part of my daughter's life. And when she comes back home, I'm still gonna be a part of my daughter's life. But spread that narrative that I didn't know my daughter, that I was a deadbeat, this fun, but like just like trying to assassinate my character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, when he found out the truth, that man came and apologized to me like a man.
Ronnie Bowe did.
We had a couple of conversations behind the scenes. He apologized. He told me that this lady was crying to him, telling him that I was a deadbeat. I didn't know my daughter, And she also says this to other new media outlets that I didn't know my daughter. John McClure, what's it, 620. Mm-hmm. He did a special. He reached out to me one time. He did a special on Alexis' anniversary one time. Mm-hmm. And his co-host, I never forget, because I was incarcerated. And I was listening to it. Because the institution that I was at wouldn't allow him to come in and interview me.
Okay.
Also, they wouldn't allow me to do a phone conference to do an interview, right? Mm-hmm. The devil is a lie, you know. However, so I listened to that podcast or that radio talk show, because he is, as he's claimed, he was the number one syndicated talk show host in Wisconsin. His co-host repeated that narrative that how can he write a book about his daughter when he didn't even know her? He wasn't a part of her life.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, lady, listen to how you sound. How can a person write a book about somebody that wasn't a part of their life? I'm giving the reader's memory. I'm sharing intimate details between me and my daughter. I was a hands-on father. I paid child support. I got all my children together on the weekend. That was outside my home. At that time, I had four that was outside my home. But I used to get them together on the weekend, and we would bond like the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. That's neither here nor there, but I'm not believing these narratives that are being put out here on these podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're happy that you were able to call in. We weren't expecting this, but it's definitely a great thing that you were able to call in, because one of the other things is people were saying, well, where's the father, the biological
well,
father?
Well, that was,
at?
That was, you know, it. I mean? And that was part of one of the questions that I was going to ask.
Excuse me.
Yes.
So y'all know where I've been for the last 12 years, but I'm home now and I'm hitting the ground running.
Okay.
That's why you're going to see me on the news tonight.
That's a question a lot of people have.
So there's no question. The stop. Hey, this search don't stop.
That's right.
There you go.
Was put on the back burner. I had to take a time out. Mm-hmm. You know, I took a time out for, mm-hmm. you know, a while.
Yes, okay. sir.
But
yes, sir.
It never stopped. Mm-hmm. It never stopped. When I was out with
Yes, sir.
I'm going to die for this cause.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Yep.
I don't know about nobody else, but I'm going to die for this cause.
That's right.
I appreciate the community.
Mm-hmm.
I thank y'all wholeheartedly. I mean,
it's okay, bro.
I am so honored by the people out here.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's still keeping my daughter's name alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, bro.
I am thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I am thankful to Ms. Taylor, mm-hmm. Demetria Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She started this process. Mm-hmm. She got in contact with me when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
She said, bro, I'm going to help you get justice for your babies. And again, I just want to thank the community, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to excuse me, man.
No, bro. Listen, grown men do cry. Men do cry. Men cry, bro.
Yeah.
Real men cry.
Yeah.
You are a father. That's a father's love.
Mm-hmm. Yourself, man.
Sometimes they try to play it down, bro.
I ain't know my baby, man. But I didn't know my baby, man. Come on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
stop
right.
fighting with me. Stop right. fighting with me. Mm-hmm. Work with me. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. We got a baby missing. Where all this ice cream coming from?
Mm-hmm.
What I ever knew to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I still don't talk bad about you. I still don't talk bad about you. Come on, work with me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, that hatchet. Come on, man. Let's get our baby.
Yeah.
Community, come on. Help us bring our baby back.
That's it.
Yeah.
Brother, yeah.
On another note,
mm-hmm.
those that are involved, Your day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sooner than you think. Yeah. I just spoke to the Milwaukee Police Department. Yes, I reached out to them. I had to set up a report, but the detective's on the case. Mm-hmm. My daughter is not going to be out here missing in vain. We're going to find.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you know, man.
Tell my mother community.
Yeah. I want to let you know, as I've been saying during the show, that I definitely dedicated searching power flyers in my vehicle for well over a year. Every year on the radio, I continue to keep Alexis Patterson's name in the public. I didn't wait until anniversary date of her missing to do something or to talk about it. I talked about it throughout the year. So I just want to let you know, on behalf of myself, the legendary Homer Blow, I definitely have continued to try to do my part in keeping the community dedicated and not give up until we find out where she is or what may have happened.
I appreciate that, Homer, man. God bless you, you and your family. Mm-hmm. You know, we did that that radio interview back in the day, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know what I know now. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the dark. I was lost. You know what I'm saying? I was discombobulated. I was all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I didn't really talk a lot. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I really didn't talk a lot. He was talking. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He was talking on that show.
Yes. Yes.
So, but, you know, the times has changed. You know, I've uncovered a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things that the public don't know mm-hmm. in my investigation.
Yes.
This is my book is about my investigation into my baby's disappearance. The things that I did as a concerned, loving father that was in their child's life.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A father that wasn't around wouldn't do the things that I have done and are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you, man. We thank you. And again, we are we're here for you. And thank you for sharing your truth on Truth in the Morning here on 101.7 FM, man. Love you, bruh. We got to get ready to take care of some bills, but I'm glad we were able to let you speak and get your truth out.
Yes.
And people could hear from you because, you know, where he been? Why he ain't spoke out? This, that, mm-hmm. and the other. So we love you,
okay,
brother.
So
go ahead.
I love you. And why I spoke out? Because I haven't been reached out to. I'm not the liberty or the privilege of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
It's this false message. Okay, yeah. I'm breaking up.
Yep. Yeah, you were breaking
okay,
up.
Okay, so what I was saying was I wasn't given the gratitude or the privilege to be reached out to by these outlets, by these podcasts, or, you know, by media outlets. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got, I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm here.
I got
I'm you. Here. Any questions, media outlets, I'm here. I'm searching for my baby. We're going to bring her home because she's still here. I'm not going to talk about her in past tense.
There you go.
Because
mm-hmm.
she's still here. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's giving up hope. I ain't going to never give up hope. You got to show me different. You got to show me my baby's not here no more.
Mm-hmm.
Until you show me that,
mm-hmm.
I'm not believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, thank you very much. And the truth, airwaves are here for you. You know, whether it's our show here, Truth in the Morning, whether it's The Truth with Sherman Hughes from 9 to noon, Kyle Wallace with Truth to Power from noon to 1,
mm-hmm.
Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, and Dr. Ken Harris from 4 to 6, man. utilize it, man. We want to hear from people. We want to hear your truth. All right. So we thank you again for your call. Love you.
I thank you. I got to get back to work. Love y'all too. The name of the book is 22 Years of Hell, The Alexis Patterson Story. It's deep. It's my heartfelt tell story about my investigation into my daughter's disappearance, and it's spreading awareness.
What's the name of the book again? And where can they pick
it up? It's called 22 Years of Hell, The Alexis Patterson Story. You can pick it up on Amazon.com, on Amazon.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much. We're going to try to run two sets of bills if we can, Will, to try to keep up with this. But I think that that was very powerful and impactful.
Yes,
we needed to do that.
We needed to hear from him.
Yeah, I'll take any upper management discipline that I got to take. But I just felt
shout
like
out
it was,
to her father. We needed to hear from him.
You know, it was needed. It was needed to be able to hear and let him have his time to speak his truth about his daughter. So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. By the time we come back, we may be getting ready to wrap up with our final break. So, Will, just do what you got to do if you can to make it happen. We'll sit through two sets of commercials. But this call, that interview needed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't plan it. Mm-mm. It just happened.
Yep.
And sometimes you have to go with what's happening. Mm-hmm. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black, welcome black. I will gladly take all of that for the extended paying bills break that we had to do. But I think it was worth it. It was needed. And hopefully it gave some other people some clarification from the father's perspective.
Right. We got some comments on True Talk Text.
All right. Well, I'm the legendary home of Blow. That's my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to the probably still celebrating MC Dame LZ.
Shout out to Dame. Yeah. Happy birthday, my brother.
The day after.
Yes.
All right. So True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Bailey is going to the True Talk text lines. What you got?
Miss Sassy said, I'm proud of the brother, and he made me cry. I pray for him. That's what's up. That's what's up. Craig said, only God knows where Alexis Patterson is, but whatever the case, I'm sure God has her in his loving arms. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Absolutely. The True Talk text lines are open. We had about 3 minutes before we go to our next break.
Okay.
We're going to take care of that one. We're going to make sure we're on time for that one. 833-212-1017. You had a chance to hear from Alexis Patterson's father and for him to give his truth. Which is very important.
Yeah.
And again, my message to brothers, real men do cry.
Yeah.
You know, we were brought up, and I'm sure a lot of men were brought up like I was by the men that were in our life, whether it was a biological father, whether it was some brothers just in the street that knew that you may have needed a little extra guidance and encouragement, but they would be like, man, don't cry. A man don't cry. So this is what we were. It was emblazoned into our brain that men don't cry. You know, you got to be strong. Mm. You can never be weak. But that's a damn lie.
Mm.
We, you know, you don't, just because you cry don't mean you're not still strong.
Well, right.
It means you're human.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and sometimes, you know, you cry in tears of joy. Sometimes you're crying tears of pain, sorrow. You know, there's different reasons of being able to cry. So when, you know, we ended up hearing, that's why I felt that it was important for me as he was breaking down crying to let him know that, brother, it's okay. You're still a man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're still a father.
Absolutely.
You know, because some people try to take away. Be like, oh,
yeah.
He ain't strong. He weak. No, brothers, you are strong. You're just human. That's it. Let's not take away that we're human before anything else.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah. But I just need people to understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Bailey, how did you feel about, you know, being able to hear him speak his truth?
You know what? Answered a lot of questions. Al, I hope you heard that conversation of why he, because we had some comments from Al earlier.
Al MKE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thinking that, you know, was there something missing with that whole part about him not speaking out? But, you know, before he, you know, had to sit it out for a minute, he also, you know, was doing interviews with them whenever he could, you know, whenever people would contact him and things like that. So I think that this is a great opportunity, and that was a great chance for us to hear exactly what was going on, mm-hmm. you know, and why we didn't really see him at the forefront. And I appreciate the fact that he called in, because, you know what, it takes a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
To call in. You don't know what's going to happen when you call into shows like this. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
You know, but we want y'all to know that this is a safe place.
Yep. And I really am blessed that, you know, we were in a position to say, let's let everybody hear his
side,
his
yeah.
truth, his yeah. whole truth. Because mm-hmm. when we talk about TV interviews,
yeah.
9 times out of 10, they'll interview him probably for 45 minutes yeah. to an hour,
yeah.
but it'll be chopped up into about a minute or a minute and a half.
And they're picking out parts
yeah.
that,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, will make news,
yeah.
or that they feel will make news. Yep. So there's that.
Yep. So because of my extended opportunity to hear from Alexis Patterson's father, we got to get ready to take care of some more bills. We'll see. Gotcha. you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be back.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl
Bailey Coleman.
Bailey, MPS is in the news again.
We like to regularly talk about.
There's
a lot going on over there.
Yeah, well,
a lot going on over there.
I got questions.
And this part ain't about no money,
right?
Well, it might be
right,
some might money later on,
money.
Yeah. little something for the parents.
Yeah. But there is a situation where the Milwaukee Police Department
yeah.
had to arrest a
teacher
for doing what?
Allegedly punching a student. Now, this is a 61-year-old teacher and a 16-year-old student.
Hmm.
Now, listen. He's 61. Which probably means he's been teaching for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe. Now, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it hard to believe that he just decided he was going to pop off and punch this kid. I don't know. I'm just trying to get the preamble. I'm trying to see what happened. Because, I mean, you know. We all get to a point sometimes when we have a level of frustration that's just unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it hard to believe,
you know,
that this just going to happen. And it's just like nothing. There was no preamble to it. Like, because I have seen teachers. We've all seen the videos of all these different teachers getting beat to a pulp. Beat down, beat up, beat all around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the students now. And
so, it's not funny, but it's funny.
And so this story is odd to me because there's no anything in here about what happened prior to or what was the catalyst.
I don't know.
To this.
But so,
I mean, because it wasn't self-defense.
Right.
I find it hard to believe it wasn't self-defense. I don't know.
I okay.
Could have been. Could have not been. But I'm just saying, dude, 61. We don't know better in our mind.
Listen.
I mean, because first of all, a 16-year-old kid, these kids these days.
What? I'm trying to figure out. Okay, like I'm seeing like two different stories. So I'm like, which one? You know. So Will. Okay, we're gonna go to because I'm seeing one where it was a Milwaukee teacher arrested for punching a student. And there was a 33-year-old teacher at Engelberg Public School was arrested for punching a student, according to the Milwaukee Police Department. And they said it happened around noon on April 29th, and that was on May 4th. Okay. So we got a bunch of teachers punching folks.
This one was at Washington High School.
Right. So it's like, We're going to play them, and we're going to see. We're going to come back and talk about it. We do have a video.
Police say they arrested a school teacher accused of punching a student. It happened April 9th at Engelberg Elementary School near Timmerman Airport. Officers arrested the 33-year-old woman Monday. In a letter to parents, the school principal says staff immediately notified police about the incident last week. The principal says the employee under investigation is not currently working at the school and that they would be taking appropriate disciplinary action.
So, yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. We got a battle, a royal rumble going on.
The teacher said it's the end of the year. We got to get it. Let's go.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, because, again, this one.
Let's get ready to
said the
rumble.
Teacher was 33 years old at Engelberg Public School, and he was arrested.
Engelberg, where's that at?
I forgot the exact location of Engelberg.
Is that in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Engelberg. Huh?
So a lot of kids went to Engelberg.
Really?
Yeah.
But never heard of it.
Really? Yeah, Engelberg.
Okay.
That's the only reason I know how to pronounce it, Engelberg.
Because
I looked at that and like, what is this? What's the name of this school? Engelberg. We're like, oh, okay, Engelberg. Yeah, but police did not reveal anything about what led up to the incident, which is, you know. Now, I want to get the receipts
right,
on that.
Exactly. Like, we don't need the criminal reports on these.
Right.
Or is that what it is?
Criminal complaints.
We don't need the criminal complaints on these.
In a letter to Engelberg families and staff. So this is the one that happened on May 4th. So we got a May 8th incident at Washington High School. And then we got the May 4th incident. So I'm speaking right now about the May 4th one at Engelberg. And a letter to Engelberg families and staff, Milwaukee Public Schools said they notified police after receiving reports of the incident and are conducting an investigation. MPS said they also notified Child Protective Services.
Mm.
The teacher is no longer working at MPS schools, the school district said. We understand that this situation might have been upsetting to students or staff who were in the area. Principal Marquise Hines said, if your child needs assistance after this event, please contact the school office to be connected to the school counselor, nurse, psychologist, or social worker. School staff may access the employee assistance program to learn about available options. So, yeah, so that one, this is why I say it, and I get it. In these jobs, you know.
Yeah.
There's some frustration. There's some things that'll push you to the limit.
Right.
I talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I love being a teacher.
Yes.
If I had to call down to the office and say, look, send a substitute up here. Somebody come to this class right now because I am about to. I need to come to the office.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if you just walk out of the classroom, you can be terminated.
Right.
And then that'll stop, in my opinion, your growth of being able to go to another school.
Right.
But if you take the steps and say, look, this student is challenging me, whatever the case may be.
Right.
The student did this to me. The student did that to me. And before I lose my job and career.
Yes.
In a system that is already letting teachers go and letting some other people go. You know, I want to save this. I want to be able to, if I have to go to a different school district to, you know, finish doing what I do.
Yeah.
I would do that. I wouldn't allow myself to lose the job. But again, until we know all of the details.
All the details.
The student may have punched the heck out of the teacher. You know, this.
Well, and Al hit us up and said, this isn't saying that their actions are right.
Right.
Right. Because you're not, we agree with that, Al, because you're not supposed to hit.
That's right.
A student.
You know, hit me and I hit you. That's the way that I was brought up, too, though.
Right. That's the way.
Everybody keep your hands to your damn self.
And for some people, that's an automatic reflex.
Yeah. And
you know, you get hit, you go.
Like,
you know,
what if the student spit on the person?
You know, you trying to protect yourself, but I mean, yeah, we get it, Al. We get that part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like something had to happen. What was the whole scenario?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That part.
So.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we can't wait to get some more details on that
because
charges are, you know, pending.
Right.
So we'll be able to find out more. And then, of course, for this 61, listen, Papa don't take no mess.
Papa don't take 60, no mess.
You 61.
Papa don't, like, Papa.
What you not going to do? I tell you, I've been through wars.
And I be damned if I come in this classroom.
Not at 61.
And allow you to disrespect me. So what we ain't doing this. You know how hard I fought to get here?
Listen.
I had to walk to school barefoot. I had to wear my brother's shoe with the hole in it.
Okay, yeah, that's...
And now I'm coming here and let you talk crazy to me? You're not talking crazy to me. I don't know what the hell you thought. You better get your mammy. Do that to your mammy. And do that to your daddy, your baby daddy. Because you ain't doing that to me. I'm just telling you what we not going to do. Because, baby, what we got to do, we got to get ready to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
What you got, baby?
You know, all prayers going out to Alexis Patterson's father.
Yes.
You know.
And the mother.
And, you know, we thank him for joining us. And that cleared up a lot of different things. A lot of different questions that the community had, so we thank him for that. And I just want you to have a wonderful day. And guess what? I love you. Homer loves you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
That's right. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. Will, thank you for a great show.
Thanks, Will.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Keep it logged on, tuned in. Come to the YouTube page. To 101.7 The Truth. You got more great shows coming up from our teammates. Holla black tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll both
yep.
be black.